personally, I think that marriage should be between a man and a woman.
Same-sex couples say they know they can't change attitudes like those expressed by State Representative Mike Hipsch. Still, they say by putting a human face on their lives, they hope to stall an effort to ban gay marriage in Wisconsin. Hipsch says the legislature will likely approve a measure to bring the issue to voters early next year. La Crosse resident Terry Stallo and her partner were invited to tell their story at a town hall meeting in La Crosse. It's one of several held across the state. Stallo says she and her partner have been together more than 11 years.
We want people to see we are as normal and boring as any family you will meet. We have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old and a puppy, and it's a very normal story.
Stallo's partner, Trish Harvey, says their lives seem so normal they often forget they're looked at as different.
I sometimes forget that we're not just a typical family until we enter a new situation, like Tate starting preschool or Terry or I starting a new position, and then just realizing, oh, there are people that aren't comfortable with this or aren't experienced with families like ours.
Harvey and Stallo say what helps is their families and friends are accepting and supportive. Still, they've had to overcome some legal difficulties. Each was able to adopt the other's child when they were born, but only after they found an understanding Minnesota judge. They fear wording in the proposed amendment defining marriage as between one man and one woman and banning any legal status similar to that of a married couple could somehow affect that. Stallo says they were fortunate to be living in Minnesota at the time of the adoptions.
We were at the table, the dinner table, talking about this interview and talking about Thursday night and talking about the adoption issue. And Tate, our 4-year-old, said, adopted? What do you mean? I'm adopted? Nobody told I'm adopted? And we've never talked about it. But yeah, for them to think, wait a minute, these are my parents. These are the people who love me and have been with me since day one. I'm adopted?
Another La Crosse resident who's come forward to tell his and his partner's story is Dan Linton. Linton says living and working in university communities has probably made it easier for himself and his partner Mike. Yet Linton says as a same-sex couple, they've had to do several things most married couples don't worry about.
For instance, when I went to have a will made, they told me that it was going to cost extra because they had to do extra things because I was gay. In terms of property that we have to have in our contracts, things drawn up so that specifically if one of us dies, it goes to the other one.
Linton isn't so sure about civil unions as an alternative to marriage. He says it's a question he and his friends debate.
Gay and lesbian people are like heterosexual people. I mean, we go to work, we come home, we're tired, we watch TV, we pay our bills, and I think too many Americans have this very stereotypical view of gays and lesbians. And I think if they really saw what gay and lesbian lives are like, I don't think they would be so up in arms.
And Trish Harvey and Terry Stallo say they often worry fighting for their rights will be divisive and make people take sides. But they say the time seems right now.
Maybe that's why we're here today. You know, I think November 2nd was chilling. I mean, it was really hard to take. It was hard enough that Bush won the election, but when they started talking about moral values and all of the different amendments, maybe that was the point. Maybe we're to that point, and maybe that's why we're here.
And I think, you know, Trish and I have talked a lot. We've never wanted to be the poster family. We've never wanted to be the voice for all, and we still don't. We have a story to tell, and we're teachers. We're about education.
Stallo says they will probably face a backlash for speaking out, but she says having kids has helped encourage them to try to change the way people view same-sex relationships. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.